Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode here on the Literary Escape Podcast. We had a wonderful coffee and books event last Saturday with authors Misty M. Beller, Jody Basie, Lynn Shannon, and Abby Downey. So thank you all who attended, and if you missed it, you can watch the replay on our Rumble channel. A few more announcements before we hop into this week's episode. On February 16th, we will have a drawing for our giveaway. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter for a chance to win Mary Keneally's Brothers in Arms series. We will have two lucky winners for this giveaway. Authors Sarah R. Turnquist will share the pros and cons of the formatting softwares Vellum, Atticus, and Scrivener. If you are trying to determine the best tool for you, then be sure to join us on February 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week on February 14th, Valentine's Day, our first Writers Wednesday episode will air. I have been connecting with many authors and industry experts, and I cannot wait to share their advice with you. These episodes will air on a bi-weekly schedule, and HCRW members have immediate access to all episodes. So if you would rather not wait, become a member today, because we would love to write with you. Now, let's jump into this week's book review. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. In this episode, I am flying solo as I bring you a review of Abby Downey's newest release, An Uncertain Road. This is the first book of three in her series, and it is releasing on February 27th. You can pre-order this adventurous novel now with the link in the blog post for this episode. I will say it's very exciting to have Abby back on the show. She was our very first author on the podcast, so let's dive in. We meet our heroine, Flora, on the first page as she prays her Ducaville, which I'm not sure that I'm saying that card name right, if it's Decaville or Ducaville. But if you read the book, I would love for you to let me know how to pronounce that. Anyways, she is praying that her car will get her to her brother's engagement party. She is kind, caring, and lives an adventurous life because of her free spirit. Flora knows who she is and what she wants and isn't afraid to go for it. But don't let her outward confidence fool you. She has her own demons, and unfortunately, fairy tale love has never existed for her. That is until she meets Jensen, who, by the way, hates racing. So let's just say Jensen puts on that he hates racing, and for a good reason. However, he has a passion for racing living within him, and all he needs is for Flora to help him overcome his fears and embrace the world of racing again. So you can imagine how well Flora and Jensen hit it off when they first meet. She has this enthusiasm for racing cars, and it clashes with his fear and hatred of the sport. I loved the way they came together. It was really, well, I shouldn't say come together. Their first introduction was kind of awkward, to say the least. And Flora really bit her tongue not to kind of bite back at Jensen's comment about racing. So Abby takes Flora and Jensen on an adventure-packed love journey as they race together. And one of the most nerve-wracking scenes is when they race up a mountain. The road is gravel and predominantly one car width wide. And they experience heart-pounding moments as they cling to the edge of the mountain during their drive to the top. It's really a race to the top. There are lots of vehicles. There's motorcycles, all different types of cars trying to make their way to the top. Now, if you have ever experienced driving a one width wide, car width wide gravel road up a mountain, then you know exactly how nerve-wracking this is, and then add racing on top of that. My husband and I did this once when we were down in the Smoky Mountains, and I have to tell you, I normally driving through the mountains does not bother me, but this was absolutely nerve-wracking. I mean, at times it's so narrow, and I, just so you know, at the time we were driving a tiny little compact car, okay? Our mirrors, one mirror that was mountainside, nearly brushing the rocks on the side, and we were just like barely skating the edge on the other side. It was why we chose to go down that road. I don't know, but let's just say we have not done anything that scary again. And this scene, Abby writes it so well. It took me right back to that experience, and it was quite a nail-biting scene to read. Now, I will say I love Jensen, our hero. He is kind. He's a quiet man, but his desire to protect the ones he loves makes him a man to be reckoned with. This, of course, causes tension between him and Flora, as you can imagine. However, his gentle touch will have you swooning. Jensen knows how to love and cherish the woman of his dreams. And I love the romance isn't exceedingly high in this. I think when I get down to my ratings towards the bottom, I believe I gave it like a mocha. But what the romance scenes that are in there are just absolutely sweet and captivating. So I think you will fall in love with Jensen as you read their story. One of the most inspirational moments in this book comes when they go head to head with their racing nemesis. I cannot say much about this incident as I don't want to give anything away. However, the sacrifice that Jensen and Flora make reminds me of how Jesus left his throne in heaven to save us. And readers will not only enjoy this scene, but also be inspired by this incredible story of redemption and reconciliation. It will most likely move you to tears. At least it did for me. Abby just did an amazing job there. So I wanted to share a few of my favorite lines as I was reading the book. I do like to, especially when I read on my Kindle, I don't know if you guys do this too or not, but I like to highlight the lines or the scenes or parts of scenes that just really stood out to me that I really enjoyed. So I'm going to read a list of those. It's just a few here. So here goes one. You can't keep anything bad from happening to us by will alone. No one can control what happens during a race, and not one of us is invincible. So this is coming from Flora, because obviously Jensen has this huge fear, and you'll discover that why behind that fear when you read the story. These are some of my favorite here. He nearly lost his composure right there, the longing to pull her into his arms almost more than he could resist. Oh, I just love those lines. Who hurt you, Flora? Who did something wrong toward you? I love that. In that moment, Jensen is like ready to go on attack, right? How dare anyone hurt his woman? I love it. Here, this one just made me laugh. He was impulsively kissing a woman he was coming to care far too much about. And it's true. Once he starts falling, he's just all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's kissing her. Oh, he's kissing her again. And this line comes from a scene after one of their first kisses. And then she doesn't, it's a few days later, and he tried to put distance between them, and of course, you realize there's some awkwardness there. So he must have read the question on her face, because he leaned closer as he walked her to the side of the car. Yes, I dreamed about that kiss all night, about you, every night since. That one just gave me goosebumps. All right, here's another one. Everything he'd done in his life had revolved around self-preservation. He doubted that he could trust God with his life, and where had that gotten him? I love this inner battle that Jensen has. And when he finally comes to really the end of himself and finally just completely hands his life over to God, it's a wonderful moment in the book. And here is another one from Jensen's perspective. The sentiment, absence makes the heart grow fonder, was all too true. He'd missed her. He'd thought of her every waking moment and dreamed of her at night. It had been madness. And I love this from Flora. God is the only one who can control anything anyway. There's nothing but freedom in loving a good man like you. I loved their love journey. And I think that you guys are going to enjoy it too. So Literary Escape gives An Uncertain Road 3 out of 3 lassos, as we are sure it will have you hooked and hogtied from beginning to end. And I gave the following ratings to each of the elements here below. So for romance, I actually put it in between an espresso and mocha. So it kind of borders in between. It's there, but it's not super intense. But as you heard some of the lines that I shared, there's definitely a romance within it. Suspense, I gave it a mocha. Yes, there are some hair-raising scenes with the racing, but there aren't any life-threatening scenes that I would categorize as suspense. Action, I put mocha as well, because there is action, but there's not a ton of action and it's not super intense. Mystery is an espresso. There's a little bit of mystery behind the why behind Jensen's fear that comes out later in the book, and a little bit behind the why of what pushes Flora to do the things that she does. Drama is an espresso. There's really little to no drama in this book. And when I talk drama, I like to kind of think of drama as like girl drama, or this always in a tizzy or always in this fight, verbal fight or verbal sparring. You know, the whole line, save the drama for your mama. So there's an espresso of that in here. And then inspiration, I put mocha. There is a lot of great inspirational moments in this, but it isn't overwhelming either. So, and just to remind everyone, our rating scale, if I say it's an espresso, that means there's an expression of that element. A mocha, there's a medium amount, and latte, of course, means there's a lot of it. I would say that Abby is off to the races with her newest book, An Uncertain Road. So be sure to pre-order your copy today, as it will be releasing on February 27th, which is just around the corner. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.